Well, Annie Dugan this morning has got to be, I can't even remember her name. I was so little when I was watching the show, I can't remember her name. But there was this wonderful teacher on Romper Room. And she used to have all of these fun things for the kids to do every day. That is how old I am. Annie Dugan is kind of like that for adults, staying at home for our grown-up snow days. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. I do have some amazing jazz hands.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Yep.
Well, yes, I do, in fact. And the Duluth community does as well. It's so exciting to see the kind of creative spirit that folks in our Northland region have turned to in these times of uncertainty. And the first one I want to talk about is Brian Barber. Brian is an animator, an illustrator, a graphic designer in town in Duluth. And he had been sort of, you know, toying with the idea that, oh, you know, I really want to do some sort of like draw along or some sort of, you know, animation series. Well, Virtual Duluth, which is a project by Matt Dressel, popped up last week. And Brian took advantage of this time indoors and a lot of other folks' time indoors and together with their families to create a series of daily draw-along videos. And they are absolutely wonderful. I actually should, my son and my husband both did them. There's a chicken, there's a bulldozer day, there's a frog day. There's a lot of animals, but then there's also, my favorite was the 1977 Monte Carlo car, how to draw that. And it's really, they are quite fantastic. So if you need a little enjoyment, check out Brian Barber's draw along videos.
I think I know somebody who had a 1977 Monte Carlo.
Ooh, so you would have an advantage there, Lisa. Everyone needs to create theirs and then share them, because I can't wait to see how everybody does.
I'm waiting for the 66 Plymouth Valiant.
Oh, maybe you can put in a request there. If Brian, do a 1968 Valiant.
66?
Don't ask him to draw a cat. 66.
Thank you.
66.
Oh yeah, and of course people are sharing, people who are not as madly creative as Brian Barber, but people really are sharing a lot of silliness, and they're sharing a lot of pet photos and videos, and yeah, I'm contributing to that whole madness. So
that is important as well. It is fascinating to see the kind of you know, as we put distance between ourselves, rightly so, it's amazing to see the kind of intimacy that's also created in the midst of this online, with people sharing things that they might not share normally. You know, pictures of their kids' drawings, and it's offering a lot of comfort, I think, to folks who are feeling the incredible jostle of not being able to gather with their neighbors.
You're at home, and when you are at home, I love the old expression that you catch in older movies, or you catch in books now and again. Who are you when you're at home? Because who you are when you're at home is a completely different person frequently than the person that's out there meeting and greeting and, you know, hiding behind their or you know, existing behind the name of their company, perhaps, and their job title. And people are home. And so they're showing the rest of the world, this is what, you know, we went for a hike today, or this is what we did. It's the friends that went rock climbing, just the three of them, their family. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll take my mind off the coronavirus by falling off a mountain.
Brian Barber offers a much more sedate.
I'm kind of all over that.
That's so much better.
You found some other great options, too.
Well, Joseph Nice Gallery, of course, is not having an opening this week, but they have hung work by Tara Austin, who is an artist in our region. And you can access the exhibition and her information about it and all the images, if you go to the Joseph Nice Gallery, their online site or their Artsy site, they're also on a nationwide or global site called Artsy, where you can access their whole collection and sort of do a virtual gallery visit. There's a lot of virtual gallery visits, but it's fun to see ones of galleries in our own community. So Tara Austin is a painter, and she draws from the rose mauling tradition, but then mixes it in with her own contemporary take on it. And she creates these amazing patterns. She does a lot of work on plexiglass. And so there is, you're looking at rose mauling, but it's like these layers of there are layers of paint, and that function of whenever you look through glass or a deeper surface, you sort of get a layered experience, which I think is a really interesting metaphor for what she's doing also, because this is such a important tradition from the immigrant community in our community. And then she's sort of drawing on that and layering on that her own particular style. And she does these really sweet horses, you know, the Scandinavian horses. And
the Dala horses?
Yes. Yes, she does those in thick plexiglass so they stand alone. Then she does rose mauling on both sides. And it is anything but kitschy. It really is wonderful. It mixes sort of this high art modernism with a little knickknack in your grandma
had.
Correct. Yes, but in her own particular eye, it's really lovely. So definitely, walk your fingers down to the Joseph Nice Gallery on your computer and see what that's all about.
And then when you're done doing that, you can contribute to the greater good.
Yes, you can. If you are an artist or an arts organization, Americans for the Arts has a survey up right now they're trying to get a grip on the kind of devastation that staying indoors has caused to artists. They have lost gigs. Think of Tara Austin's exhibition opening. There is going to be a lot of ripples from this in the artist community. And so they have a survey up there for folks to fill out so that they can sort of get a handle on this data of artists in this current situation. So we should make sure that our Northland region and our voice is heard in that survey as well. And then finally, I want to say, I know this is making the rounds probably on social media, but a friend of mine who is a doctor in the ER has put out a call for folks who are good at sewing to whip up some face masks. So this is a sewing project. Maybe if you haven't sewed or if you have a sewing machine in the basement and you need to, have an excuse to get it up and out, they are looking for folks. There are patterns. I think I sent you the link. If I didn't, I will send it to you, Lisa.
I think I'm missing that one.
Okay, I will send that one to you ASAP. And that is, they are looking for, these are not masks that can protect against coronavirus, but they can protect against folks who have coughs or droplets that come in
right.
The ER. So they are helpful. And mostly, I think this doctor was saying they really want to feel the support from the community. And this one might be a way that the community can show that love. So that is the last link and last project I have for you to complete. I have homework for everybody.
Wow.
Draw a car and make a mask.
Well, and of course, one of our other regular contributors here to the program, Dr. Arnie Vineo, recently traveled to Los Angeles, I think, to bring back his grandmother's sewing machine.
Oh,
so
wow.
And I'm assuming that, if he's had any extra time on his hands, which as a medical medical provider, he maybe doesn't, but he's probably rebuilt the entire thing and it's turbocharged by now.
is ready to whip out.
And yeah, and so that could be kind of interesting. It'd be kind of interesting to see what he's up to. And yeah, and sew up those face masks, man. Send us your pictures to KUMD.org and or share them on our social media so that we can let the rest of the Northland see what you're up to. Annie, thanks a million. I want to see the pictures. In particular, that you guys all made this weekend. I want to see them. So send them along. We're doing everything we can to give folks some things to enjoy as well as information that they need to know during this interesting, interesting time. Thanks again, Annie, for joining us.
Take care.
Annie Dugan, our regular host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays here on 103.3 KUMD.